Manila Press presents This Wild, Wild Country, written by Inga Vesper and read by Nan McNamara. Keep listening after the audiobook for an exclusive chapter from Inga's best-selling title, The Long, Long Afternoon. A gold mine is a hole in the ground, owned by a liar. Ascribed to Mark Twain. Chapter 1. Cornelia. New Mexico, 1934. They hate me down there, in Boldville. I can read it in their eyes, smell it on their noxious breaths. That dreaded little town hates everything about me. Not just my personality and form, the clothes I wear, but the way I think, the things that I know. I left long before dawn and have been climbing steadily upward on paths only half remembered. Now I pause to watch the sunrise. My breath is ragged, my heart beating like war drums, and yet I shiver in the pre-dawn cold. The first light crests Escondido Mountain, and Boldville becomes a mass of shadows. Beyond it, the desert stretches away in rosy glory. On and on it goes, and from my position, halfway up Black Bull Peak, I can imagine prairie grasslands rippling in the wind. And thousands of miles away, the skyline of Chicago. How I long to be there and not here, clinging to a mountain's flank, while the good folk of Boldville sleep the sleep of the righteous, the jugheads. Once they find out I'm gone, their tongues will be wagging all day. The mountains drove her wacky, mad as a pan of popcorn on a hot plate. I turn away and stagger on, the mule snorting as I yank her leash. My cheeks are wet. Sweat, I tell myself, from the exertion. You're getting on, Cornelia. You're no spring chicken by a stretch. But I'm lying. Once more, I stop and look, seeing if I can pick out the Stover's Hotel among the muddle of houses. All through the night's long climb, I have managed not to think of Geraldine. But now the worry washes over me. Is she still sleeping? How many hours and minutes of peace does she have left until she wakes and finds that her mother has abandoned her once more? Enough. I may have sneaked away on a lick and a promise, but I'll be back, ace high. I'll put a stop to their jawboning. I'll show them what a dame can do when she puts her mind to it. And then, they'll pay for what they've done. Not for the first time, I hold my breath and listen to check I'm truly alone. I can hear nothing, save the blood rushing in my ears. The blood. There was so much blood. Burn marks, too. The coals smoldering under the yawning sky. They say he tried to crawl away. I turn my back to Boldville for the final time. I don't know why I am so frightened. There is nothing to be scared of out here. Nothing compared to what hides down there, in that town. What lives in their minds and in their dark hearts. And in mine? I tried to write a full confession in the final pages of my diary. I thought it would cleanse me, like God's refining fire purifies his children. But I couldn't do it. I could not commit the truth to paper. It continues to live in my head alone. That's why I must climb. For atonement, if nothing else. There is only wilderness ahead. Just sky and sagebrush and the quiet, terrible majesty of the mountains. Their peaks are tipped with pink icing. Dawn is rising, and the cold night will soon become blistering day. Old Tompkin would say that it has all come a cropper. But I believe there is redemption for me yet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?